Hello, KQ98. This is Bill Dollar.
Hello, Bill. Larry Stewart for the front men.
Larry Stewart, how are you doing today, my friend?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Last time you and I met was about 2 years ago, and you guys were getting ready to go up on stage in Amarillo. And you shook my hand and you said, thank you very much for the introduction, Bill. Do you remember that?
Well, there you go. I love it.
Yeah.
I was nice for once.
Well, out of the three people that were going up on stage, and you know, you and Tim and Richie, you were the only one that actually said anything to me, and the other guys were just, you know, going out ready to do their business.
Oh, okay. So. Well, that's interesting. I appreciate you saying that, because I'll be aware of that every time, to say something nice to the people, the reason why we're here in the first place.
There you go. Well, you guys are going to be here very, very soon. Larry, the front man, going to be at the Ho-Chunk Casino in Black River Falls, and you're going to be playing on Valentine's Day, February 14th, and Ticketmaster.com has the tickets for that particular show. How are things going so far in 2025 with you guys and the front men?
Well, we're just now kind of getting rolling. We just got off of a 10 Christmas show run out of Gaylord Opryland in December, and then a New Year's Eve show down in Florida. And so we're just kind of taking some time off. We're getting a new bus,
mm-hmm.
So we're getting it kind of redone and getting it ready. And we start the last day of January. We've got a couple of shows that weekend, and then we come see you pretty quickly. So it's going well. We're literally just kind of brushing off the 2024 and diving into 2025, see what's going to happen with our new music, and getting ready to have meetings with all the important folks, and gearing up.
Well, let's talk a little bit about new music now. You guys have some new stuff that is going to be on an upcoming album, or are you working on the current album? What's going on with that?
Current album, The Front Men Live. That's the album that's out now. And we're trying to figure out, or we're going to be figuring out, what our second single is.
Okay.
Or, you know, or multiples. We just don't know exactly what we're going to do yet. We've got a lot of different ideas, duet ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe recording some more hit ideas and doing some duets, releasing one or two or three songs off our latest album. See, we got all kinds of stuff we're throwing around.
Yeah, and
maybe
you're,
something will stick.
And you're going to get your road legs here in just about a week's period of time. Larry Stewart on the phone with us here from former Restless Heart lead singer. You also are teaming up now with Richie McDonald, who was with Lone Star, and then also Tim Rushlow, formerly of Little Texas. Larry, who came up with the idea to put you three guys together? Had you been talking about this for a while, or was it somebody else doing the pushing?
Well, you know, oddly enough, this thing has been kind of going on behind the scenes, or just, you know, a show here, a show there, for 15 years. 15 years ago, Richie and I were down in Louisiana doing a fundraiser and just sitting at the Marriott lobby bar drinking coffee and waiting for our turn to go into the big conference room and do our performance. And he said, man, I've just been thinking, you know, how all these solo artists are going out together and, you know, sharing the stage together. And I was just thinking, you know, what would it be like if we got three singers from three successful bands,
mm-hmm.
and went out and called it The Front Men?
Okay.
And of course, dang, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, before Tim was Randy Owen of Alabama, but he didn't have enough hits, so we got rid of him. And no, he went to put Alabama back together.
Right,
and,
right.
Tim, myself and Richie and Tim talked, and Tim had some really cool relationships with Navy Entertainment. So it wasn't long till we were asked to go over and perform for the men and women in uniform, and it was such an amazing experience. We kind of started doing it on a lot of the winters that we weren't touring with our bands. And there's just, some of the greatest experiences we've ever had, and met some of the most amazing people. And so we just kept doing that. And then fast forward to COVID, and we're twiddling our thumbs trying to figure out what we want to do. And he said, you know what, life's short. I don't know what's going on in our world right now, but guys, why don't we bring this show stateside,
mm-hmm.
and put a crew together, a band together, and see if, you know, anybody cares. Go talk to a booking agency. So anyway, we did all that, and now we've signed a record deal with BMG, and that's kind of how it happened, and we're rolling. We did almost 80 shows last year, and we're hoping to do the same this year.
Well, in those shows that you are doing, what's it like for other guys, the two other guys that are in the group, to be singing some Restless Heart songs? I know that you switch out voices and verses and everything because, you know, like I said, I've seen the show live, but does it make you feel a little bit different to sing their songs and then sing your songs too?
Dude, man, listen, I get to sing harmony on Amaze.
Yep.
Listen, we're you know, there's so many great Lone Star songs that we get to do, and you know, I'm already there. I mean, what an amazing song that is. And then it's just really fun to do those, you know, God Bless Texas and what might have been. Just some really excellent songs that lend themselves to harmony and the three of us to sing on every song, at the, you know, with each other. And, you know, 2 hours of hits and singing together. And I don't know that I've ever had so much fun.
Well, we are looking forward to it. The frontmen, once again, are going to be at the Ho-Chunk Casino in Black River Falls, February the 14th, Ticketmaster.com. If you want to check out the new album, it's a great album, too. I got some originals and some redone stuff. Streaming or download, you can get that at all the major places, including Apple Music. And, Larry, we thank you very much for your time and looking forward to the show coming up February 14th.
Thank you, sir. I hope everybody comes out, bring back some memories, and get 2025 started on with a bang, and we look forward to coming.